Welcome to the PAC Football Report for November 3, 2007. I'm Joe Underko. Once again, we will take a look back at last week's football games involving teams in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the week ahead. Billed as the 2007 PAC Football Game of the Year, the October 27 matchup between unbeaten and nationally ranked league rivals Washington and Jefferson and Waynesburg lived up to the hype. In the end, the defending PAC champion Presidents edged the homestanding Yellow Jackets 22-21 before a capacity crowd at Wiley Stadium in Waynesburg. W&J now needs just one win in its final two games to clinch the 2007 PAC football title and the league's first ever automatic bid to the NCAA Division III playoffs. In other action, a pair of PAC teams returned to the 500 level with wins. Bethany recorded a 35-14 home win over Thomas More in a league matchup, while Westminster outgunned Frostburg State 34-30 at home in non-conference action. Finally, Geneva kept St. Vincent winless with a 56-27 win under the lights in Beaver Falls on Saturday night. PAC Offensive Player of the Week recognition for the third time this season went to Waynesburg freshman running back Robert Heller, who rushed 30 times for a school record 289 yards and two scores against W&J. Defensive honors went to his Waynesburg teammate, senior linebacker Dan Andressi, who recorded 18 tackles and a forced fumble and recovery versus the Presidents. Special teams recognition went to Bethany sophomore returner Matthew Dolly, who returned a punt for a 62-yard touchdown against Thomas More Saturday. This week, 8-0 W&J travels to Kentucky for a matchup with 4-4 Thomas More at 2:30 p.m. A win by the Presidents would clinch the 2007 PAC title, a fact not lost on first-year Saint head coach Jim Hilvert, whose team would love to play the spoiler role this weekend.
Yeah, as I say, this week, I said we've been talking about, be the spoiler, and that's our role. And also, too, for us to obviously get better as a football team, and for us, we have nothing to lose. And I want our kids to play that way this Saturday. We have nothing to lose. Go out, play hard, and let's have some fun this Saturday.
2-6 Teal travels to New Wilmington to face 4-4 Westminster at 1:30 p.m. The Tomcats have won three straight in the series, including a 45-27 shootout in Greenville last season. However, the Titans will try to clinch the program's 51st non-losing season in the past 56 years with a win against the Tomcats. Teal mentor Jack Liepheimer previews the matchup.
They've got a balanced ball club offensively. They've got a good running back. The quarterback's throwing the ball like 65 or so percent completion percentage. The Ziegler kid's a heck of a receiver. Defensively, they're aggressive and physical, and they haven't given up too many big plays. So it's going to be a battle, no doubt about it, and one we're looking forward to.
St. Vincent has two more chances to earn its first win since the program left the Latrobe campus in 1962, as the 0-8 Bearcats travel to Grove City to battle the 3-5 Wolverines at 1:30 p.m. Regardless of the outcome of the final two contests this season, St. Vincent head coach Bob Colbert knows his program has a very busy offseason ahead.
I asked my players a couple weeks ago about what they've learned about playing college football. And one of the first things that they said to me was that they need to get stronger. So that gives me a clue that they have an idea of what they have to do. So, it's obviously going to be a big emphasis because we've suffered some injuries and we've had some season-ending injuries, and probably because we're just not strong enough to compete yet. So it's going to be a season or an off-season where they're going to have to live in the weight room as such.
In other action, 7-1 Waynesburg will look to rebound from its one-point loss to W&J Saturday at 1:30 p.m. as the Yellow Jackets travel to Beaver Falls to take on 6-2 Geneva in a matchup of nationally ranked teams. Despite the loss last Saturday, Waynesburg remains in the hunt for a Pool C bid to the 2007 NCAA Division III playoffs. The Yellow Jackets are ranked 24th and Geneva is 37th, according to Don Hansen's National Weekly Football Gazette. Finally, 4-4 Bethany will look for its third consecutive win when the Bison host 4-4 Carnegie Mellon in a non-league contest at 1:30 p.m. CMU has won five straight in the series, as Bethany last topped the Tartans 27-16 in Pittsburgh in the 2000 season. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. Remember, for the latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite conference team, please go to the PAC website at www.pacathletics.org. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.